Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Well, if you take a listen to my colleagues across the shows that we have here on Kaya 959, you'd be well aware that at some point in various ways, we do take a look at business stories. And just yesterday, my colleagues on 959, Drive 959, Glenn, Kodzimnene is how I call him, Uputskumbuzo and Khomotso, raise critical questions around card fraud, especially related to an announcement that was made by Nedbank regarding the discontinuation of debit cards being used at toll gates. Let's say, take a rewind and a listen back to a concern that was raised on Drive 959.
I know there's fraud almost everywhere.
Sure.
But I didn't know that there's also fraud when you swipe your card on the toll gate. Because I use that a lot. I always swipe.
Yeah, it's quick.
When I'm on the road with a credit card, things apparently have gotten so bad to such an extent that Nedbank has actually banned some debit bank card transaction. I think Absa has also followed suit because there's so much drama that happens there. But my thing is then, who's committing the fraud? Is it the employees at the toll gate? Who's doing it? I saw this report today. They were basically breaking it down that swipe card transactions apparently are more dangerous than tap payments.
What?
Right? So illegal devices can be installed inside point of sale terminals that capture information from a card's magnetic strip.
No.
I'm telling you, I saw this and I was like,
so
let me share this with the team.
Who's doing the fraud here?
I don't know.
Is it the people that own that particular toll gate?
Or the employees themselves?
Ah, see why I love my colleagues? Because we all end up talking about business at some point, proving again that business isn't boring. But as you've heard from that clip, there's a number of questions that have been raised. How is the fraud conducted? Who's conducting the fraud? How does it even happen? And most importantly, is the level of protection in place to make sure that we as consumers and banking clients have our money safe and protected and avoid many of these scams? Well, one such person who knows more about this and of course is technically client, has a wealth of experience in understanding technology and key systems behind it, is Loiso Boyce, who's the MD of Clairo4. Loiso, such a pleasure to welcome you back to Kaya Biz.
Hey, Cuckoo. Hello, Kaya family. It's been a while.
Happy
2025.
Been.
Hope everybody's good.
Definitely. It's going to be a great one and maybe a great one for you too. But so far, Loiso, it's not starting off on a positive note when it comes to banking and fraud. So two announcements, maybe let's start there, that come from the banking environment. Vishing, we saw from Discovery Bank. But this one from Nedbank is rather peculiar as well regarding the debit card scandals. But overall, it seems as though banks are really playing their role in trying to alert us to the fact that scams are even more prevalent on a day-to-day basis.
You've created the segue, so I'm going to call other people that are not banks.
Yes.
I'm going to call all companies that are saying they want more SMMEs to work with them. Please understand, if you want SMMEs to do catering, your furniture and all these things, they are not really the most tech-savvy people.
Mm-hmm.
You need to give them cybersecurity awareness training. The same way all of us that have mobile banking apps, when we log in, we get tips.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, the banks are doing their thing. So any company, I'd like for us to issue a challenge. Any company that is saying we're going digital, do emails, talk to us digitally, they need to be responsible enough to provide some kind of cybersecurity awareness training in the same way that you are doing now, talking about vishing and what people can do.
Mm-hmm.
Just a challenge to corporate SA.
No, I like that. And it's also a call to corporate SA to also support individuals like yourself in getting and sharing that messaging with SMMEs in a language and a style that we all understand, because it does become quite complex. And maybe let's, you know, zoom into this Nedbank example. They're doing the right thing, I guess, by making sure that they're not facilitating any or encouraging fraudsters to participate. But help us understand how this is happening. It's specifically related to debit cards. And what Glenn was also explaining in the clip is that this is specific when it comes to swiping, because there's a way of, I guess, copying or detecting the information on the mag tape. Talk us through this. How does it work?
Love said the issues around the mag tape,
mm-hmm.
right? Okay, first of all, disclaimer, I have not been contracted by any of the banks to look specifically at a specific fraud case that they've suffered around toll gates. However, we do have customers across Africa in financial services, fintech, So dealing with fraud is something that we deal with quite a lot. So I am talking from a how do we deal with fraud of this nature? That's where my input is coming from. Is that okay?
100%. Got you. Thanks for that.
Lovely. And Clinzito said it nicely, right? Clinzito, Tollgates, what's happening, Max Stripe. This is why the issue of why the forward-thinking banks have come up with things like Tap and Pay with the chip on our cards.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not talking here to defend the tollgate operators, but this particular threat is just that right now it is being manifest in the tollgate environment. This is a threat at the ATMs, at the shops, anywhere where you swipe your card.
Got you.
This is a threat that we're looking at. And having done some research, what we think is happening is that tollgates are particularly prevalent because the amounts we are swiping are small. So by the time you get the alerts, it's a number of transactions that have gone through already. So even if you do call it, maybe 3-4K has gone through instead of one transaction, 60 rand or 80 rand.
Mm.
So what these threat actors look for are lulls in activity. So I would like your listeners that have businesses also to look at this.
Mm-hmm.
One of our biggest times of activity is around December. Why? Because threat actors know that most people have gone on leave. Problems aren't going to be picked up until after a few days. So we have time to clean up. We have time to get away.
Yes.
So look at it that way. So if any transaction, the amount or anything is susceptible to it not being picked up immediately, even if you do get the SMS, if you get an SMS saying 20,000 has gone off your account, your eyes are going to pick up and say, what's happening? But if something is swiped for 50 rand, you look at it, but you might not pay full attention because you're driving, in a meeting, whatever it is. So that's what they're looking at. They're looking at what are people not going to pay attention at, but that's what they're focusing on.
And it makes sense. Small amounts, even when you go through the toll gate, you're usually in a hurry. You just want to pay and get through. As soon as you reach your destination on the other end, you know, you want to settle in and get comfortable. What I'm intrigued by, Loiso, is the technology, how the technology actually works. And as you say, this is not just at toll gates. Perhaps it's proven to be more prevalent there because we come from the festive season. But what about, you know, in the various spaces that essentially this kind of fraud does happen? As you mentioned, ATMs and other point of sale devices.
So this is my daily bread, right? So fundamentally, so maybe the execution might be different, but at the heart, at the core, at the root, it's the same thing. Not so long ago, we had the same problem, but it was manifest in dodgy debit orders at below 99 rand. Same problem.
Yes,
amount goes through, the amount is small. You leave it, you don't pay attention because the amount is small. Same thing. So what these people are looking, they're looking for different avenues, but they're exploiting the same human condition. Busy, busy, small, not going to pay attention. Timing is critical. When am I doing the transaction? Month end, when other transactions are going through, debit orders. Can I do this transaction on a random Wednesday at 10 a.m. On the 12th during the month? I can, but chances are this one will be picked up. But if I do it at a time where other transactions are going through, I'm masking it in the noise of other notifications. So it's the same thing. So whether we're paying online transactions, we're checking our debit orders, we're checking our cards, we're checking for subscriptions that are chowing our airtime.
Yes.
They're not taking 20 rand in one go, but they're taking 30 cent a day. So you don't see it, but in the long term, you see it. It's the same technique.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you spoke about phishing, which Discovery is complaining about, right? Yes, we're phishing, P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G, where I send you an email.
Mm-hmm.
It's Black Friday. I pretend I'm take a lot and you qualify for 90% if you click here and purchase. Vishing voice.
Yes.
People are getting a number of calls from automated messages. Hi, you qualify for a loan. Hi, you qualify for insurance. Blah, 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 blah.
Gotcha.
Now, link that to the breaches we've had of information.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's a shop or a credit union, who know that I've got a debit order that's been paid on this day of this amount. Now the message you receive on the 25th says, hi, Loiso. We are so-and-so. We're already doing business of 800 rand a month on the what for this thing. We have a new offer for you. Press one now and you get 40% of your existing debit order and you press and then now you're wondering what happened. Same thing.
So be mindful of these prompts because, and you're right, typically they put you under pressure. They make the value proposition too good to be true. You click on the link and then we act like, because then it becomes such a, you know, difficult situation to go through. What we've often found is that, you know, the banks have also made it easier for customers to actually communicate with them when these fraudulent activities happen. But I do want to come back to the technicality. As you say, you know, it's small amounts. They put you under pressure. It's during a busy time, difficult to track. Because, you know, that always raises the question. It might not be someone who is at the till point, at the toll gate, or even at the bank itself. But have we found that through doing research, ongoing investigations, that we understand the scale, the size of these scams and where the money goes?
So I want to, people are very creative. Let's just start there, right? And I'm intentionally not giving a direct answer because I refer back to how I started. I do a lot of investigations. So normally when I answer what happened, I'm able to answer from a place of authority because our guys have done an investigation.
Okay. You can give us a general understanding.
There
I know with
go.
NetBank, it would be very specific and unique to them and would have to speak to them.
So,
but generally speaking?
So we have a whole discipline called insider threat management. Mm-hmm. People know the system, and because they know the system, they identify the gaps. People that sell foods, alcohol, know this. It's called stock theft. It's called shrinkage.
Got you.
In our space, people find gaps utilizing electronic technology. In its most simplest form, somebody might have a duplicator of the card, which is why in a lot of toll gates now, you can see that the tapping thing is outside. Mm-hmm. You don't swipe, you can only tap.
Yes.
Why tap, chip and pin, a bit safer, so at least that's manageable.
And there's no third-party interference, right?
Okay,
I see where you're going. Go ahead.
We have syndicates, we have jobs that are posted online that will say, do you work at a bank? Do you work at a national key point like COJ or like Eskom or what? If you work there, we will pay you one Bitcoin. These are adverts that are available right now for you to give us your login details or for you to click here or to do this. So insider threats are willing people that know what they're doing, whether they're doing it themselves, and they'll transfer it to their own accounts. In 2016, we had a case already that the NPA prosecuted. This is not a new thing. It's just in the news now. It was card skimming. And the NetBank has not stopped all transactions. They've just stopped the max stripe swiping. You can still tap and pay.
Yes.
This is not a new thing. It's just that right now it's in the news. So insider threats are a major thing. And it's a whole discipline that you look at. You have people that you hire, you give permissions to. So yes, they can log on. So us who look for people who look for criminals that should not be in the environment, we find people that are safe, that should be here, but are doing wrong things. That's a challenge. Mm. So people cannot think that as long as I've installed technology, a tool, a license, a camera, I'm enough. People are very, very creative. Mm. So sometimes there's things like honeypots. We have to set traps. We have to set things to look at what people are doing. Mm. It's part of the course of what we're doing, especially when it comes to money and fraud. So procurement, payment receiving, creating new beneficiaries, changing invoices, those areas are always an issue for us.
Sure. Lawyer, so seems like you guys have always need to be two steps ahead, smarter than the crooks, new, you know, faster than the technology. And I guess even, you know, a lot more sly in terms of your approach as well. But that's needed to make sure that the security is there and clear investigations can take place to make sure that we as consumers have our money protected. But thank you for helping to contextualize just the understanding of how this fraud happens, the decisions that have been taken. I'm aware you do not speak for the banks, and we will reach out to the banks themselves to give feedback, but what you've helped us understand is just the methodology and the technology behind how this particular fraud is encapsulated. Thank you so much, Loiso. Always such a pleasure to speak to you. But before you go, we have one voice note that's actually come through from Daniel, just to make sure that we get our listeners' question in. Here's a voice note from Daniel that we have.
Into enzakalayo kuma lento kuma toll gate ama employees asiskemayo like unokuthatha icard lakho aliswipe kaningi ningi until azabone ilento ivuleka kanti uswipe kay 1 ithatha isikhathi inyana bese iyavuleka yena uzoswipe swipeile that's when ke kuba ama double or triple lento triple payments nami ngeke ngaba nayo lo nkinga leyo ngisebenzisa Nedbank nami.
But Daniel Sabonga, a voice note, yeah, just a closing or parting shot there, Lo, you saw your thoughts? Or
lovely. Thank you, Daniel. Yes, sometimes just because we're in a problem, it doesn't mean it's somebody you thought. Sometimes it might be a mistake, right? Which is why I was saying it's not just the tools. Let's look at training of the people. Do they understand what they're doing? Are you monitoring your technology? Please, Sandral, make sure, Uguchi, if it guidance, it's a mouse swipe, it's going to take 3 seconds for the thing to come up. If our maintainer is supposed to take 7-8 seconds, please tell your people so that they don't swipe multiple times. Ngiyabonga Daniel. It's not always criminal, sometimes it's misunderstanding.
100%. Thank you so much for that clarity, Putloiso. Always appreciate speaking to you, sir.
God bless. Ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Asibonge. That's Loiso Boyce, the managing director of Clairo, for a critical company that really does has constantly spoken to us and helped us as Kaya Biz and our audience to understand the developments around cybersecurity methods and systems that we need to be mindful of. If you don't know what a VPN is, oh boy, listen back to the conversations we've had with Loiso here on Kaya Biz. You'll have a much clearer understanding about how it all works. But appreciate it. Daniel, thanks for your voice note. Do keep your voice notes coming in. We're really keen to hear your thoughts on the concerns around banking fraud. We know the banks are doing their best to make sure that where they can, they alleviate some of the concerns and pressure that we have as consumers. We also need to be alert. We need to be wise. And of course, when you do find yourself in an unfortunate situation and circumstance of facing and experiencing fraud, reporting it according to the necessary avenues. If you find no joy there, bear in mind, there's still the ombudsman within the group of financial services sectors, and there's a specific ombud that handles banking matters. Right? The ecosystem is there. Let's make sure that we all thrive in it, but be careful should you swipe your card, not only at toll gates, but also at other establishments where they still might use this technology.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.